Reading from the Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people who were sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God," but he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak because they knew he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. Crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because this is the purpose for which I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm sure you've heard the line, "I was wondering, you can do so many good things. We need someone to volunteer to help us." Ask a busy person. Today's readings are all about the question of whose work are we doing anyway? Paul tells us, "Only God who causes the growth, the one who plants and waters are one, and each will receive wages in proportion to their labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building." The Gospels remind us of the ongoing nature of temptations to power and celebrity, as Jesus had just left the desert. In the beginning of the gospel, it could look like Jesus' cure of Simon's mother-in-law was pragmatic about friendship. And indeed, it is true. Friends brought friends to Jesus. How many of us bring our prayers for sick members of our family or friends to God? And Jesus does respond, reaching out to those most in need. Not always how we'd like, but Jesus does respond. Then there was a series of cures and a desire for him to stay. Again, pragmatic, because wouldn't you want to be able to have all your family cured whenever it was sick? Having Jesus around like a doctor in the house on call? Jesus hears this. It would be a nice, secure role. But then Jesus goes off and prays. Use the power of God for self or others? And who are the others? This is the practice of Jesus, to listen to God and decide what God wants. His prayer makes it clear. Jesus would then tell the crowds his mission. He needed to move on to proclaim the good news to others. One of our sisters recently died, and most of us didn't know the phenomenal work she did for the poor. What is it we are about? Security, celebrity, power? To whom have we been sent? And what is our mission? It is time to go off and pray.